Welcome, listeners, to ADAPS Prevention 365. Prevention is every day in every way. I am Tiffany Tan with ADAP, and today's episode is Understanding Teen Stress. Here on with us, we have Steph. Hey, Steph.
Hello.
Thanks, Steph. So Steph is an upcoming junior, and she's a youth advocate in Youth United in Creative Action, also known as YUCA. And she's also part of a larger youth coalition called Youth Prevention 365. And this includes youths from Inglewood, like her peers, as well as South Bay cities, including Carson, El Segundo, and Gardena. Some fun facts about Steph is that she's a fan of Game of Thrones, both the book and the show, as well as she loves Weezer, and she's a fan of Florence and the Machine, as well as Harry Potter and anime. But one cool fun fact about Steph, amongst the many things, is she has a wall of Funko Pops. We've never met in person, but I've seen as her background. Steph, how many Funko Pops do you have?
I think I have 70 to 72 Pops, and soon I will be building another shelf to, I'm getting more Pops on my birthday, probably, so we're going to build me another shelf as well as a closet to put Pops.
Wow. Do you remember your first Funko Pop?
Yes, I do. It was at Target. I was getting into Harry Potter. And so I saw a Harry Potter Funko Pop from my favorite movie, The Prisoner of Azkaban, of him holding the Mortar's map. And I was like, Mom, it's $8. Can I get it? And then she was just like, sure, put it in the cart. And unknowingly, my mom just started an addiction.
Just from Harry Potter holding the Mortar's map.
Yeah.
And from there, 72 to 73 and more and counting.
Yeah, more and counting. I now have like 3 Harrys, 4 Hermiones, and 4 Rons. And then like I have a bunch of Game of Thrones, anime, Marvel as well, because that's also a thing I'm a fan of, MCU and X-Men.
Wow. And I've seen it. I thought it was a virtual background, but it was like, no, this is my wall. And you had such pride. And I was like, I've never seen an impressive collection. Yeah.
It's not that impressive. I've seen people with like full rooms, but like, considering I'm still in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do you get these?
Amazing stuff. So Steph, how would you describe yourself?
I describe myself as funny. Some people say I'm funny, so I just say that. A foodie. I love food. And that's it. Funny, and I like food.
Perfect. That's the best combination too. And
honestly, I could take you out to lunch. Be like, I get entertainment and food.
Absolutely. I always felt that you were funny. We always talk about food in our meetings. Mm-hmm. And also, Steph, you're really welcoming. Like, I feel that your personality just opens up. You know, you and I are both fans of Game of Thrones, and I feel like with that, we already connect, and we can like spill spoilers of those who, since we've seen it, and
I think
from that, I wanted to say also being funny and also a foodie, you're also really welcoming.
No, I like to be welcoming because like, I don't want anyone to feel like they're left out. Like if there's any new YUCA members, I try not to leave them out of conversations. I'll be like, hey, do you like this? Do you like this? What do you like? What type of foods do you like? You know, I'll ask them questions to get to know them because like, I just don't want them to be left out because I've been left out before and it sucks.
Yeah, that's beautiful that you kind of allow that naturally. When we meet with our other youth, you definitely find a way to connect with them, whether it's music like Lady Gaga or
like Alois, like with her Demon Slayer photo.
Absolutely.
Rengoku.
Yeah, so that's one thing that I felt that was a strong personality about you, where that welcoming, because it shows because you felt on the other side when you were lonely, and then you've allowed yourself to make sure that everyone is included, and it shows. Yeah. It shows that part about you, that you want to make sure that everyone is included and you find a way to get to know them.
Yeah. I just don't like anyone being excluded because I'm just like, it's not fun if no one else is here.
Yeah.
It'll just be like a regular meeting. It's just like, no, let's have fun.
Absolutely. Fun and learn things and get to know friends.
Yes, get new friends.
So Steph, I wanted to share that. So you are going to be an upcoming junior, and it's quite daunting. I want to share with you, but I want to know like what stresses you out.
stresses me out. Well, just school in general sometimes stresses me out. You know, if I have a big test coming up, I'm just like, oh no. Or like, just certain things like that stresses me out. You know, tests, you know, I'm gonna be an adult soon. I'm turning 17, so in a year I'll be 18. So it's just like, that's like terrifying to me. 'Cause like I'm not like one of those people who's like, oh, I can't. I mean, I do want to be an adult and like I can't wait, but at the same time I'm like, I kind of want to stay a kid. I don't want responsibilities.
Yeah, it's kind of like in this like middle ground of you are excited of what's to come, you'll be an adult of whatever that means, and then a part of you, it's like, oh, I still like when I was like the carefree, the stress-free. So I wanted to ask, when you said like you're gonna be an adult, like what does adulting, that word, what does it mean to you?
Adulting to me is like, of course you'd be a teen, but like, you know, getting your own groceries, washing your own clothes. I mean, I already do that, but like, you know, washing your own clothes, having an apartment, having roommates, you know, stuff like that, paying your own bills, of course, like, you know, just like not depending on your mom or dad anymore, basically. I feel like that's when you're truly an adult. Yeah, I feel like that's when you're truly an adult. Like some people in some cultures have been like, oh, you've already been an adult for years. And I'm just like, not really. I still live with my mom. She's still like, I still live with my mom. She still buys me food. Not really an adult, if you ask me.
It's crazy because this word, it's different for everyone, but it's also kind of similar. I remember for myself, like the word adulting was okay, I have to make appointments and I have to call the doctors and like tell them my name, and usually my mom does all this for me, but now I have to step up and make an appointment to get whatever I need to do and all that stuff.
Yeah, I remember talking to this one girl online. She was like, we had a conversation similar to this, and she was like, oh, and like for me, like being an adult is like finally, like, you know, like getting your period and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't think that's being an adult, because like I got it pretty young, so I was
That's
just like,
puberty.
that's just purity. That's not like really like, you know, I
Or
was like,
maturing. That's
that's
maturing, you know.
maturing, but like that's not being an adult. And so it's like, I guess. And I was just like, I guess different cultures are different, but like, you know, there's some people that get it really young, so I highly doubt they're adults.
It's different. It's so strange. Even with that transition from puberty to this word of adulting to, when you're older and what you should and the expectations that are put on you to achieve by a certain age. I think that's what's also scary, where I want to go back to nap time. Like I want to go back to,
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to be here no more. I just want to like go home, be with my mom. Like, also like paying your taxes. I feel like that's an adult thing to do. Like,
That's
you
definitely
know,
the
setting
adult thing to
appointments
do.
for the doctors by yourself. You know, getting off your mom's insurance.
Oh yeah,
That's
those
another
are
adult thing. I mean, like, I'm not gonna get off my mom's insurance. As long as I can, I'm gonna stay on that. I'm
So,
not leaving the country.
yeah. So, Steph, how do you handle these stress? So, when you talked about your junior year and like these standard tests and just that daunting year that there's so much emphasis on this year particular, how do you handle these stress that come at you?
Well, like, you always hear about like, oh, junior year is the most stressful year of your life, as the most stressful year of your high school life. Like, you're gonna have to do all these tests, you're gonna have to like do all this and this and this, to start like looking for the college you want to go to, all that. And I'm just like, oh my God. I'm just like, you're telling me the last 2 years are not that stressful? And I'm
Like
just like,
freshman and sophomore wasn't stressful, but junior is.
yeah. And then like they're just and like it's been stressful because like sophomore year was all online, so like that should have prepared me for junior year, but it really didn't. So it's just like, what am I gonna do?
And something different was like your sophomore and junior, upcoming junior year will be virtual. Like for me, I didn't have that virtual. Like the virtual learning was not a thing as it was when I was in high school. And that's something that I find it so particularly interesting and also with pros and cons, you know. And I hear it with yourself with this year of potential and scares and stressors, but it's also a great year to keep on developing who you are, your leadership, but you just have to do it in a way that's as creative as going online.
Yeah. And then, like, junior year is actually going to be in school. It's no longer going to be online.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's so like, going to be so weird getting back. And then it's going to be right. like so weird, like, going back into that type of schedule. Like, it's going to be so weird going back and being like waking up at like 7, you know, get dressed, like go to school and yeah. like, you know, just be there with like a bunch of people. It's going to be like so weird to be back.
Or talking to people.
Yeah, like talking to people. Like, it's going to be like so weird, like, you know, having my teacher right there. Like, and like also like they're going to be handing you like physical assignments other than online assignments where like you could see, oh, when is this due? Like you could see all the information in that computer on like Google Classroom. You see, oh, when is it due? How, what do you have to do? All of that. It's no longer going to be that. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, oh my God, it's going to be stressful.
I think what I hear is that transition back to how it was before the pandemic.
Yeah, the transition back is going to be probably one of the most stressful things, right. including with like the junior year with all the tests and like all that. It's probably going to be extremely stressful, more stressful than prior junior years, because right. we're just also going to have the expectation of like, you know, going back. So it's probably going to be more stressful than regular junior years, which I'm just like, man, this sucks.
So how do you relieve this stress? I can hear it. How do you relieve the stress or just this feeling of it's going to be difficult? How do you push through? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By relieving these stresses, like, you know, stuff that make me like, you know, calm and stuff. I like to like listen to some music, listen to some of my favorite bands, you know, read a book, you know, try to like no longer be as stressed. Mm-hmm. You know, talk to my mom about something, you know, like go hang out with my mom, go hang out with my sister or something. Call one of my friends, you know, get a good laugh, watch a comedy, like stuff like that. Like yeah. just like to like eat something, maybe drink some water, like just to not be as stressed.
Right.
But like, of course, I have not gone into junior year yet. So like, I don't know how stressful it's going to be, but I feel like it's going to be stressful. So like, I feel like I'll probably use those methods, like, you know, like listening to some songs, listen to Buddy Holly by Weezer, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
Listen to some of my favorite songs.
And I'm really happy to hear that you have it's this support. You mentioned your mom, your friends, your sisters, Weezer, you know. I appreciate that.
I had the support of Weezer.
Technically, as being a fan is supporting, and it's yeah. crazy how music relieves your stress, let alone like shows memories or brings back memories of feelings of like, oh, this artist explains and expresses the feelings that I can't because it's too hard to put in words, but I hear it through this specific song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, is this going to be this year is probably going to be like very stressful. I was about to say a cuss word, didn't I stop myself? But yeah, it's probably going to be really stressful. So like, hopefully those things will calm me down. Hopefully.
Yeah.
If not, I'll just find other ways to cope.
Absolutely. Now, Steph, I kind of want to ask, have you seen any of your peers or heard of your peers where they're unable to relieve their stress? Because more than likely what you're feeling is what other peers are feeling too.
Yeah. A couple of my friends have also had like, you know, a bunch of stress and like, you know, because they're going through the same thing I am. And like, I have a friend and like they're like really stressed out because if they don't get good grades, they're gonna like ruin, like not ruin, but like, you know, they've always gotten A's, like straight A's. Yeah. And I remember one time they got a B and they were like really sad, like extremely sad. And so like, I don't know how this new year is gonna go for him. He's just probably gonna be really stressed out. And like, he has some coping, but like not really. Like he copes by like playing on his piano, reading a book and stuff like that. But like, I just worry about him and how he's gonna go with this new year. Wow. Especially like since it's junior year.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Has he ever shared with you like the stress and how do you respond to him?
Well, I just tell him it's gonna be okay. We're all going through it. You know, you're not alone, you know. Like, I try to make them laugh as much as I can, you know, try to be silly, you know.
Yeah.
Just try to make them laugh, you know, so he forgets about it for a little bit.
Yeah. And actually, Steph, you would not believe how laughing just helps the stress and the pain it lessens it for that laugh or that chuckle. And just hearing how you're there for your friend and letting them know, like, it's going to be okay. We're all in it. There's that quality of you again, where it comes out, where it's like you let them feel that they are included and that they're not lonely or they're not by themselves stressed out.
Yeah.
It's both you and them. Yeah, because no one deserves, exactly. I feel that. And it just shows your personality. That's why I feel that this was something that I wanted to talk to you about, because I've seen how you interact with the youth and how you interact with myself and even the youth providers, that you are welcoming and you really put a smile on my face, whether I'm going through a tough Monday or, you know, those stressful weeks. I think hearing your voice.
Walk into the meetings and be like, hola, come on, stop.
And from there, I chuckle. Yeah.
I'll just walk in, like, even if I'm like 10 minutes late, I just walk in, hola.
And I really appreciate that about you. And I think that just shows how well you are in terms of what you're doing, how you relieve stress, and how you also relieve stress for other people. You know, just that camaraderie and that encouragement. Mm-hmm. And Steph, how do you think that adults see you and teens today?
How most adults see teens today? Some would say probably dramatic. I feel like. Like, if we're talking about, like, Gen Z in a whole, how, like, millennials and, like, Gen X see us and stuff like that, they'll probably be, like, dramatic, very dramatic. And I can admit, yeah, we are. Extremely. I won't lie about that. Yeah. But, like, let's see. Probably some of us see us as childish, most likely, since most of us are still kids.
Mm-hmm.
Driven, ambitious, maybe.
Right.
Because, like, there have been, like, a lot of Gen Zs that are just, like, oh, I want to be an artist. I want to go into this creative practice and stuff like that. And, like, you know, so probably creative as well.
I see that, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know what else. Maybe accepting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that. Because, like, Gen Z has probably been, like, probably, like, the most accepting generation, no? Most likely.
Yeah. I see, like, the creative factor.
Yeah, the creative
in factor. Teens. I see it in you. I see it in all our youth as well. Like, that creative mm-hmm. through art, through music. And how powerful art and music is, let alone hobbies like anime or collections. It's always through this form of art that expresses when words can. Mm-hmm. So I see a sense of innovative creativity.
Yeah.
And so you're part of YUCA, which is Youth United in Creative Action. And how did you get involved in YUCA? And what have you learned in being a member of YUCA?
So long story short, I used to go help my drama teacher, Miss Muhammad, like during like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, like, you know, like go help her out, help her with some grades, see, like, you know, like all that. Because my mom wouldn't pick me up until 4 and I was too lazy to walk. So right. Like, my mom wouldn't come to pick me up until 4, right? So, like, I was just there for 2 hours. So I was just like, Ms. Muhammad, can I help you? And she was like, sure. And, like, right, the room right next to us, basically, was the YUCA club room.
Oh.
So I had nothing to do at Ms. Muhammad's that day. And so, like, I just looked outside and saw that, like, I saw Diana, who was already my friend, and Aubrey as well, who mm-hmm. were already my friends, right? I saw Diana wearing these weird goggles. And they were, like, drunk driving goggles, like, you know, like, to see if you're drunk driving. And, like, she was trying to walk in a straight line, and she fell. So I was like, I wonder what they're doing over there. So I walked over there, and I was like, what y'all doing? And they were like, oh, this is the YUCA club. Like, we're practicing, like, you know, like we have, like, drug prevention and, like, alcohol prevention. And I was like, oh, interesting. They were like, would you like to join? And I was like, you know what? I got nothing better to do. I was like, sure.
Oh my gosh. That is an amazing story. So I do know what goggles you're talking about. They are they're like almost blurred vision. So
yeah.
They are supposed to stimulate how you would be able to see, which you cannot be able to see if you're under the influence. Yeah. And so I know exactly what you're talking about. And I always feel that that activity just brings crowds, or it brings attention. It brings curiosity. And it's in a way where it's safely demonstrated, but you get that you resonate with that feeling for a long time, because you're not able to see well. And yeah, this is in a playful way, but imagine being behind a machine like a vehicle and not being able to see that.
Yeah. And then like Diana had told me about Yuka before, and I like straight up say, so alcoholics anonymous. And she was like, no,
no, that's not it.
And she was like, no, it's not, I swear. I was like, the way you're explaining it, it kind of seems like Alcoholics Anonymous. It's like seems like AA. And she was just like, it's not. And I was just like, the way you're explaining it, it is.
And actually Yuka does more in a way where it's a youth group. And what topics are you part of? What events are you part of? Tell me about last Saturday's event.
Oh, last Saturday's event? It was the school enrollment fair. And it was really fun. Me and Miss Tracy were just like there in our booth. We did not have a canopy. We did not have the top thing. So we were in the hot sun.
Oh, no.
That was unfortunate. Yeah, like a bunch of like janitors and stuff like that were like, oh, you guys don't have a canopy? Well, come bring you one. They never did.
Oh, no. And what did you do at the back-to-school enrollment?
Basically, like, we had, like, this little wheel. And, like, you can either get a prize or, like, a question. Some people spun it. Like, they got questions. A lot of people did not know the questions. Which was really surprising because even I knew these questions before.
What kind of questions were there?
It was, like, oh, what would happen to, like, a pregnant woman if, like, if she did, like, drugs or, like, drank alcohol? And, like, a lot of people were like, I don't know. And then, like, I was just like, how do you not know? I was like, at what age does your brain stop developing? A lot of people didn't know that question either. And I was just like, I feel like a lot of people aren't answering because they were with their parents and they didn't want their parents to know they knew this.
Oh, but in essence, what you were doing, Steph, you were educating the community.
Yeah, I was, like, telling them questions and stuff like that. And then, like, we gave out pamphlets and all that. And I even walked to they had like an ice cream truck. I went to go get that for me and Miss Tracy because we were hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was really fun. I loved it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a really fun day. Even though we were a little hot, we got some drinks, so it was fine.
That's a great opportunity, Steph. I'm happy you're able to join and do that because it really shows you not only being a youth adult, a young adult, but being from Inglewood, but you are letting the community and residents know that this is what you want to let them know about, mm-hmm. whether it's alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs, and in a way where it's through a fun way of school enrollment, but you're also letting them know, and it's boothing. There's always memories with boothing, you know, people either walk by and stare at you, or they actually come up and ask like questions.
Yeah. And I was also translator because like, a lot of the parents were like, you know, Latino, so like they I had to translate, which thank God my Spanish got better, because if it wasn't I would have like stumbled. I was like for a second, the first time like a Latino parent came up, I was like, wait, what do I say? And I remembered, and I was like, oh, okay, hold up, this is what I say.
That's beautiful. I love the idea of like dual languages, having second languages as a skill set. It's definitely helpful because it just shows that you're able to still share information to somebody, mm-hmm. where you're not dumbing it down, but you're just translating it.
Yeah. And then like the thing is, it's like usually Marlon's a translator, but like this is my first time going to one of these events without Marlon there. So I was just like, oh, wait, Miss Tracy doesn't speak Spanish. Oh, no. I was like, I'm up.
So Steph, you actually stepped up. You had to step up to represent Yuka and do it in a second language.
Yeah, it's just like I noticed, I was like, wait, Miss Tracy doesn't speak Spanish, oh no. I was like, this is my time to shine, but at the same time, I don't want to.
You were definitely shining and sweating underneath the sun. Oh, but
it was hot. And then I decided, my idiot self decided to wear a long sleeve.
Oh.
So I was like, at least I won't get sunburned.
Right. Now, Steph, tell me about Yuka. You said Miss Tracy was there. You said Marlon was there. These are youth facilitators that I work with. And I think they're great. And I also want to hear from you. How can adults help you with stress?
How can adults help me with stress? Buy me a new book. recommend me some new books, you know, recommend me some new music, you know. tell me a funny comedy, like something like that, some jokes, you know, try to make me laugh. I feel like those are the best ways to help like a youth, like, you know, de-stress, like to make them not stress, like recommend them a new book, talk about a new show that you guys are both watching, like the Game of Thrones. That would probably help me unstress, honestly.
Right.
Yeah, because I'd be talking about something I really like. So yeah, I feel like those are the best ways adults can like, and also try to understand like some of the stress they're in, because like my mom, like she didn't really have an education in Guatemala, where she's from. She didn't really have an education. So like she doesn't understand the stresses of school at times. So like at times she can be like, she's like, why are you tired? And I'm just like, it's school. And like, why? She's like, that's not that stressful. And I was like, it is, honestly.
I feel you on that, Steph. And that's something crazy where for them, I feel that, and I can speak with my parents too. They work blue collar jobs. They're definitely working in conditions that is more of like a work of a team, but that's only, it only goes down to them. So that physical work, they're exhausted. And so then when I am going through stress, when I think about how my junior year was and I'm going through stress and it was AP at that time, I think it was AP bio that was really, I was really struggling with. When I went to go and like just kind of rant to my mom or my dad, they would be like, oh, but you're just sitting down and you're reading a book. That's easier than what I'm doing. And I just felt that they didn't know what I was going through, because their exhaustion was physical exhaustion. But for me, mine was that mental brain power that I'm using. And I can't understand, you know, the molecular biologies, nor can I understand like certain math formulas. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just a lot. And then like, they just don't understand, because like, you know, they have like, you know, physical jobs. Like my mom's a housekeeper, and like even COVID, it's like there's still like a lot of housekeeping to do.
Yeah.
And like, so she doesn't understand like the mental, like, you know, the mental stuff. So I'm just like, it's hard. And she's just like, well, at least you don't have to like lift up couches and like, you know, broom under there and mop all day and like scrub toilets and stuff like that. I was like, no, I know your job's hard, but like at times, like, you know, I'm stressed, like, you know, that type of stuff. And she's like, okay,
it's still stress.
Yeah. And then like my sister and brother, like they went to school, so they understand.
Yeah,
like they understand. And then they're just like, it is stressful, like can't even blame her for being stressed.
It's almost a mixture of miscommunication and like not understanding that my stress is still valid, your stress is still valid, whether it's physical or mental stress, it's exhaustion that it boils down to. So what's one thing that an adult doesn't know about teen and teen stress that you'd like to let them know?
Something about teen and teen stress, well, you know, like just like I said, like, you know, school's really hard at times, like at times, like it's just mental stress. Like, we just don't feel good at times. And, like, it's just, like, a lot of stress. Like, I remember when I was younger, like, elementary school. Like, I wouldn't get as stressed, of course, because, you know, stuff wasn't as hard. But, like, I used to get sick a lot. Like, when I say sick a lot, I was a sickly kid. Like, my immune system was bad.
Right.
So, like, it's just, like, you know, that mixed in, like, with school and, like, stuff like that. You're just like, oh, my God, I don't want to be here no more. And also another thing I want adults to like understand, especially with like teachers and stuff like that, like if you want to be respected, respect them too.
Ooh, say that again, Steph.
And I'm making a lot of bad with that. Just because you're older than me does not mean you're gonna disrespect me. My mom taught me how to fight for myself, and I will not be disrespected.
And I hear it. And I hear that you stand for yourself when you're disrespected, let alone you stand for others who feel outsider too.
Yeah, because you see me how I am with Marlon, Tracy, like everyone there. I'm very respectful.
Absolutely.
Like I try not to be disrespectful or anything like that. I'm not that type of person. Mm-hmm. I just don't like it when adults like try to treat me like a child. Like, excuse me. I'm not an adult, but I am not a child.
Right.
I don't want to be disrespected and treated like a child. And I do not wish to be disrespected. It's just like, some teachers don't understand that. And just because you're older than me does not mean you're going to earn my respect. I'll respect you. But, like, if you don't respect me back, I will not respect you.
Right.
Yeah, because Marlon, Tracy, and you are all very respectful to me. Like, you've never done anything to disrespect me. So that's why, like, I treat you respect.
Right. And it kind of just shows, like, that reciprocity. And that's actually one of my favorite words with reciprocity, that, like, you treat people with respect to get respect. And
exactly.
whether there's a fallout or anything, then, like, you try your best to resolve it. But at least, like, you come forth with honesty and respect. And yeah. I think that's the reason why I wanted to be respectful, is that I don't like being disrespected. It's
exactly.
It's the same uncomfortable feeling when you're being neglected and you're being lonely and you're not feeling included.
Yeah, that's something my mom always taught me. Like, she was like, if someone doesn't respect you, you will not respect them back. I don't care if they're older. Like, and she's taught me this ever since I was, like, 5. Like, you know, like, ever since I started going to school, she's like, doesn't matter if it's kids. She said, it doesn't matter if it's an adult. It doesn't matter if it's a principal, anything, administrator. If they don't respect you, you will not respect them back. And I was like, valid.
Wow.
Like, that makes sense.
I think it all to say is that you respect yourself, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you respect yourself so that you wouldn't get anything other than respect if you give respect to. Yeah. And that also includes respecting yourself. That very, very powerful life lesson with that respect.
Yeah.
Wow. Steph, it's always a joy to talk with you. We can talk for hours.
Honestly, we've been talking for like a good hour now.
And it's so fun. It's a joy talking with you. Thank you, Steph, for being you and allowing us to get to know you. It shows through your candid personality of respect, respecting others, respecting yourself, inclusivity, and let alone stress factors and how adults can help you when you are stressed.
Yeah, I just like to include everyone. It doesn't matter, like, race, it doesn't matter sexuality, anything. Like, it's just, like, it's fun to include everyone. Like, everyone's different personalities, backgrounds, cultures. It's just, like, fun to have them all there. It's just, like, there's no reason to not include someone.
Right.
There's like no reason to.
And it's also an instant bond when you find when you want to introduce them, because they also feel like, oh, this person wants to talk to me, and wow, thank you. You know,
it's just like, it's fun to like hang out with everyone. It's just like, there's no reason to not include someone. And I just try to make everyone feel as comfortable as they can be. Cause like, I've been on that side. I've like, there's people who have been mean to me. There's bullies, stuff like that. So like, I don't want to be one of those people, because those people suck. That's why they got no friends no more.
Yeah.
Because they're so mean to everyone. So like, it's just like, I want everyone to be feeling included, engaged in the activities we do in YUCA and youth prevention. You know, if we ever get new members, I'm just like, hey, this is my name. You know, I like this and this and this. Like, what do you like? What do you like to do? What do you like to eat? I just like to make sure like everyone feels super included.
Yeah. And more than likely, they'll come again. They'll come again to YUCA because you made them feel so welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, this is something I like to do.
Thank you, Steph. This was so fun to talk to you about this.
It was really fun to talk to you, too.
Yeah, surprisingly, for a stress content-related topic, I feel so relieved and I don't feel any stress at all just talking with you.
Well, that was my goal. Make you laugh.
Thank you, Steph. And thank you for being you, Steph. I think you allow us to get to know who you are, your ambitions, your goals, your personality. I can't wait to see what the latest Funko Pop you'll get, because your birthday is this Saturday, and I want to wish you a happy, happy birthday this special year, Steph.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, my party's on Saturday, but my birthday's on the 19th. It's just that we're doing it super early.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Happy birthday on the 19th, Steph. Thank you so much for being part of today's podcast. The minute I heard you were a Game of Thrones fan and a Florence and the Machine fan, I knew we had to break down the series finale.
Of course.
And just exchange some playlists. And with that, I feel so relieved and I feel at ease when I'm talking with you.
The moment that book comes out and I read it all, you know we're having a conversation, right?
Yes.
I don't know if you read the books, but if you don't, I will tell you everything if you need me to.
Thanks, Steph. And thank you so much for being part of today's featured guest, Steph.
Yeah, no problem. It was an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
The same goes back. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the laughs. Thank you for your personality and being you.
Mm-hmm.
So listeners, thank you for joining us for today's special episode with Steph. Please join us every Wednesday at Prevention 365 Podcast on Bleav, BLEAVE, Spotify, and Apple. You can also find our episodes on youtube.com/ADAP Inc. AADAP. People need people. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.